Minitalk 3.
Good afternoon. This is Gene Edwards with the local news brought to you by Citizens Bank. In the headlines today, new traffic rates, a fire at a downtown restaurant, a welcome end to the city workers' strike, and a final score on the Little League Baseball Championship. Remember that today, new overtime parking rates went into effect all over the city. Yellow tickets for parking overtime at a downtown meter will now cost $2 if paid within 24 hours. The old rate was $1. The cost goes up from $3 to $5 if paid after the 24-hour period. Red tickets will now cost $4, up a dollar from the old $3 rate. An early morning fire that started in the kitchen of the Chalet restaurant, 1400 Market Street, caused extensive damage to the restaurant and to the adjoining Jones Jewelry Store. Both the restaurant and the jewelry store suffered smoke and water damage. Fire Chief Bill Howard estimated the loss in excess of $100,000 on the buildings alone. Owners had not estimated the loss to contents by Newstime. Roofs on several nearby buildings were ignited but quickly extinguished. The cause of the fire is not known. Mayor Carl Rogers said that a tentative agreement had been reached last night with city workers, ending the strike which had disrupted city services since last Monday. Rogers said that Union Local 150 of city employees had been granted a contract guaranteeing them a 10-cent an hour raise for this year and a 25-cent an hour raise for next year. Members of the local are expected to report back to their jobs tomorrow morning. Little League Baseball Friday night featured games in both the lower and upper divisions. In the lower division, the Pirates lost to the Tigers by only one run. The final score on that game was 7-6. In the upper division, the Red Sox defeated the White Sox 8-5 in a playoff to determine the winner of the city championship. You are listening to the Voice of Washington State. This is WXYW, the Pacific Ocean Station. The news at noon has been brought to you by Citizens Bank.